Is it easy being green? We'll ask John Frey, chair of HP's Environmental Strategy Council, today on IT Business Out Loud.
This podcast has been brought to you by IBM. Check out our IT Optimization to Meet Business Goals white paper and learn how new technologies can support innovative business strategies. Go to ibm.com/CIO.
This is IT Business Out Loud. I'm Raphael Ruffalo, in for Shane Schick. The green IT movement has been heating up as of late, but HP says they've been in on it for years. Its hardware recycling programs, dynamic smart cooling services, and even its video conferencing tool, Halo, are aimed at tackling environmental concerns. Central to HP's continual greening movement is a goal to reduce combined energy consumption 20% by 2010. I asked John Frey, chair of the company's Environmental Strategy Council, how realistic he thought this goal was.
So I think it's very realistic. You're seeing a couple dynamics. And the other thing I'll tell you is, even though that's measured across all of HP's high-volume products, so PCs, notebooks, monitors, laserjet printers, inkjet printers, and industry-standard servers and storage. Generally speaking, if you look at the power consumption curve for industry-standard servers and for storage, it doesn't drop much, generally speaking. Why? Because servers are plugged in all the time. They're in a data center. Much like Steve was talking about, they're always running. You know, granted, their consumption depends on load to some extent, but they're running all the time. So you're actually getting more as a ratio percentage out of PCs, notebooks, and inkjet and laserjet printers. So we think it's realistic, but it also includes, and part of that 20% goal, is a pretty strong stretch by us pushing back to the power supply issue for more efficient power supplies and driving customer demand for those. Because it's not enough to just develop a product and put it on the market. If nobody will buy it, that's a whole different problem. And in fact, it's one of the challenges we face in the consumer space, quite frankly, is consumers are very price conscious, and they don't know how to ferret through environmental claims very well to actually see where they're going to get a return on their investment if there's a price differential and where there's not. So we're actually working on a whole lot of ways as part of our industry and broader than the industry, like the Climate Savers Computing Initiative that got announced in partnership with Google and Intel and Microsoft and AMD on June 12th, that HP is a big part of and helping drive, to do exactly that. And actually, if you look at that initiative, if you want more details, it's climatesavercomputing.org. And that initiative actually sets a four-year target for power supply efficiency improvements. And the first year is the new Energy Star 4.0 requirements, but the next 3 years go well beyond that. And that whole effort is trying to drive power efficiencies where you can get the most bang for your buck, things like the processor chips, which is why we wouldn't be a part of it till both Intel and AMD were sitting there in terms of power supply efficiencies. And you're even having utilities and consumers can even join that. So consumers can pledge that when they buy new IT equipment, they're going to look for IT equipment that has that met these specifications and have that marking on it so that they know they're getting the most efficient gear. So it's not to say that the 20% is an underhanded pitch by any stretch, and it's well beyond what we see on roadmaps today. But what we've found over 15 years of doing product energy efficiency is we're confident we can make it. In fact, one of the things that you find from HP that differentiates us in some cases from our competitors is when we set a goal with every intent to meet it or exceed it. And when we set a goal, we don't stop publishing the results, good or bad. So every year along the path, and in fact, in this 20% case, we're actually having WWF use an independent consultant of theirs to measure our progress around the goal. So it's not even how HP says we're doing on the goal. It's that independent party measuring us along the goal.
Now, while you hear many customers saying that environmental concerns are important, a lot of them fail to back it up with action. Frey spoke about how HP views this issue.
Well, so it's really interesting. I'll characterize customers that come to us in about three camps, and this is somewhat stereotypical but somewhat true. You have those that are really, really interested in this, and they come to HP saying, we want to do business with you if we don't already, and we want to benchmark with you, and we want to learn from you. And so we do that. I spend a lot of time working with our customers doing that. There's another group that says, we want to do well at this, but it's very clear to see that part of their motivation is shifting attention from some other place. They're getting a lot of external fire, and therefore they see if they're strong in the environment or strong in sustainability, that'll help shift the focus or shift attention. Work with them as well. And the third group is, we want to go say we're doing the right things, and by the way, HP, we want to take credit for what you're doing. And, you know, if they're an HP customer, that's okay too. I'm less concerned about what their motivation is, and part of the conversation I have with CIOs is, hey, look, if all you care about really is total cost of ownership, these things we've been doing around energy efficiency and recycling and other things are absolutely the right thing, and by the way, you get the environmental benefit for free. And in fact, go reach out to your sustainability folks and tell them what we're doing on your behalf, because you get to take credit for it.
Since September 11th, there has been a big push within HP on business continuity and contingency planning that has led a few organizations to duplicate its data centers. Frey talked about how HP can reconcile this trend with the pressures of taking its data centers down.
Companies are still looking for redundancy. There's still an increased call for hot sites and those sorts of things. And in fact, one of the side values from an environmental perspective that we've noticed is back to this asset recovery service that I was telling you about. And I come from the Compaq lineage, and Compaq acquired Digital Equipment Deck, if you will, many years ago. Lots of governments are still running old deck gear. So when they want to build a hot site, deck gear hasn't been made in over 10 years. So where do their backup, their redundant equipment come from? It comes from HP Asset Recovery. As we take back deck gear from another customer, we don't shred it up. We don't try to sell the assets. We recondition it and put it on the shelf. So when a customer says, I need an old VAX 1000 for my hot site, any way you guys can help me find one? And we go, well, as a matter of fact, yes. We even keep competitors' gear for the same reason, because we try to give the customers what they want.
One of HP's most exciting technologies is also one aimed at energy efficiency. Frey explained the goals of HP's video collaboration tool, Halo, and how it relates to green IT.
HP developed a technology in partnership with DreamWorks. When DreamWorks was making Shrek, the original Shrek, I don't know how much you guys know about this, but computer animators have been a field where they have always stoically insisted that for animators to develop an animated movie, they have to be sitting together and collaborating around a table like this. That's how they work. So what happened was DreamWorks actually moved their data center to a campus in downtown San Francisco that the animators said, no way in hell are we driving there every day. So DreamWorks had this dilemma. They needed to tie two groups of animators in their data center together. So in partnership with HP, there was a product developed called Halo. And to call it virtual conferencing is way of a misnomer. It's actually they're known as collaboration studios. And they are rooms where it would look like half this room, the table cut down the middle. And where you guys are sitting are three large plasma displays and a fourth one up here. And the other room looks identical to this one, so the lighting fixtures are the same, the table is the same, the chairs are the same. And so we invented a technology called Halo for doing virtual collaboration. In fact, I love it now because I do media interviews around the globe via Halo. You guys as journalists, you want to see me, you want to see my body language, you'd rather not do the interview on the phone in many cases, I suspect. And so I can do it by Halo and be looking a journalist from the UK in the eye sitting in Houston and they're sitting in London. And so that's another way. And in fact, in one HP application alone in our imaging and printing group, we reduced our trips that execs and regular employees fly around the world by 25% just by encouraging them to use Halo. So we're populating Halo studios all over HP. We have large customers around the globe, DreamWorks, Pepsi Cola, and others that now do their business in many cases exclusively. And if you look across, when we talk about energy efficiency, we start with energy efficiency of our products. We move to a lot of what Steve was referring to. How do we help our customers make their whole processes more energy efficient? And then the third element is, how do we change the way society looks about collaboration? And Halo is our first proof point in that last area.
That was John Frey, chair of HP's Environmental Strategy Council. He spoke to us in Toronto. For all of us at IT Business Out Loud, I'm Rafael Ruffalo, and thanks for listening.